Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market finished with a loss of 43 points, or about 0.6% as far as the ASX 200 was concerned today. In a day where there weren't too many consolations, one of them being that the market was able to at least consolidate and recover off its worst levels of the morning when it was down by around 0.8%. But disappointingly, the themes that were quite prominent last week continued today with quite a bit of vigour, the most important being the underperformance of the financials. So they were the worst performing group last week, and they seem pretty intent on picking up that mantle this week, judging by today's performance. So a couple of factors feeding into that. The most recent flattening of the relationship between short and long-term interest rates, a definite headwind. There have been a number of voices now in terms of the forecasting community that are talking about a moderation in home prices in the medium term. And then on top of that, there's just a sense that perhaps for the time being, the low-hanging fruit is very much being taken advantage of when it comes to lenders. So today, the CBA down by about 2%, similar performance for the ANZ, Westpac down 1.8%, and the NAB was down by around 1.3%. The other significant theme at the weekend has been a renewed wave of COVID infections in the Northern Hemisphere, but what it's resulted in Europe in particular has been a series of lockdowns, and there are concerns that this is going to have another wide-ranging impact when it comes to human movement. So that was weighing on energy prices, which fell by 6% last week. There was a 3% fall at the end of last week, and in Asian trade today, there was very limited appetite for a recovery when it came to oil prices. So that's why you tended to see only a modest recovery off the worst levels for stocks like Santos, Oil Search and Woodside, which were all down in the order of around 2%. So normally, if you saw long-term interest rates moderating a little bit, that would be a benefit as far as the technology stocks were concerned, but they were noted underperformers today. So Afterpay down by around 2.5%, WiseTech down 2.6%, Xero and Nearmap down in the order of around 3%. Travel stocks were outstanding decliners today, again fitting in with that theme around what we saw in the Northern Hemisphere. So Webjet down by 3.7%, Corporate Travel down by more than 6%, Flight Centre down by about 7%, and Qantas shares were down by around 3%. So there weren't many bright spots today, but one of them were the iron ore stocks. And this turns around the fact that Chinese margins, where steel mills are concerned, are improving, and that has been supportive for iron ore prices. Perhaps not as emphatic as the declines that we have seen over the course of recent history, but it was enough to give this group hope in a weaker market today. So Rio up by the most part of 2%, Fortescue Metals was up more than 2%, and Mineral Resources was up by around 2% as well. Grocers did pretty well today, so Woolies and Coles were up by around 0.2%. It's an important week this week for a number of reasons. There's a lot of data out of the US, in particular midweek. The preferred measure of inflation that is looked at by the US Federal Reserve will be one of the features in the middle of the week. So that's something to look out for before the Americans break for the Thanksgiving holiday. So there could very well be a bit of volatility over the course of the next couple of days. The Aussie dollar has been a beneficiary of a little bit of buying towards the end of Asian trade. So it found about a quarter of a US cent. It's back to around 72.5 US cents.